fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Of January. The prep tip of the day is to inventory your food. Make sure you've got what you need. It's in good condition, ready for consumption. I recommend a 2-year supply per person. It may be more than what you need, hopefully, but having extra food is always a good thing. All right, we're hoping that, and we do have with us my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of the excellent training facility in Lebanon, Missouri, Freedom Center USA, and the website is freedomtrain.net. World-class training with rifles and pistols and very high-level first aid. And the telephone number will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, as always, sir. This is a great day in our neighborhood to stay indoors, isn't it?
It's a little on the chilly side here in Lebanon, Missouri. I think we're around 6 degrees.
And freezing ice on the roads, too. That's always a treat. I've done pursuit driving in icy, snowy conditions. Pursuit driving is always a hoot, but doing it in rush hour traffic when there's the ground is frozen with white stuff is really something that gets your attention, shall we say.
Well, you know, we've designed a lot of tires that work really well in the snow. There are no tires that work on ice. They're studded tires that allow you to creep around on ice at really slow speed, but there is no tire that works well on ice. That I guess the best thing I've ever seen are these motorcycle spikes. I don't know if you've ever seen the ice
not in person,
on a motorcycle.
But I thought those were only for competition.
Yeah, I don't think you want to get out on the road on with something like that. But, you know, the lean angle those guys get on those ice racing motorcycles where the tires are just nothing but spikes all the way around, it's pretty remarkable. But that's about the only thing that I've ever seen that makes much traction on ice. And I think they have some drag cars that they drag race on ice that have those spike tires as well. But can you imagine trying to steer a 200-mile-an-hour drag car on an icy lake?
I would want to have a lot of fudge factor to spin out of control, I think.
I think when the roads are icy, it's nice to make a good cup of coffee or a little hot chocolate and just chill out for a few hours.
Well, before we move on to something more germane to our typical topic, at one point, my surveillance vehicle, I thought it would be great to equip it with speed-rated tires, which I did. Same tires would go on a Corvette normally. I found out that at least a little bit of ice or snow, and you got speed-rated tires, just lock the vehicle up, put the keys in your pocket, and walk away from it. Seriously, you're not going anywhere. Speed-rated tires are the absolute worst thing when it comes to the least bit of ice or snow. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
Yeah, and it's because the tread design is completely different, and the tread compound is different. If you want to know a little bit about tires, there's two types of rubber. There's the type of rubber that has a very high carbon black content, and we use those in speed-rated tires and on the racetrack because the dry traction of them is remarkably good. Then there's what we call a silicon type rubber that has more silicon in it, and it's what we use on motorcycle tires for the street and car tires so that they have a little bit of traction in the rain. And the speed rated tires with the carbon black rubber really don't work well in ice, snow, or rain typically. The silicon tires have a little bit more traction, and that's the compound we use for street vehicles, not on racing vehicles.
Roger that. Well, we already have our first caller. You ready for our first caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Sam. Sam, I heard a recent broadcast where you were on with Doug Hagman, and your analysis is brilliant, where you believe that America will be divided into three countries. Now, before I get on the show, I was reading a Michael Yon, tweet, and I'm sure you'll see it on the Republic website, where basically he can see the day of where American jets going to be attacking American cities. That's the paraphrase of it. You can look it up. Now, Sam, here is my question: with this scenario coming to pass, where's the line to where we go from a free society to where you can freely criticize your government, criticize leaders, make jokes about leaders, nothing happens to you, to where on a wide scale the walls have ears? You got to keep your voice down or you'll be jailed, tortured, and killed. When is that line coming, and how can you tell when you've crossed the line? Will it be through an executive order, an edict, a false flag attack? What's your analysis?
No, it'll be through the mechanism I discussed in the Hagman report. So we've already crossed the line, just on a smaller scale. We're holding over 600 people in gulags in Washington, D.C. We raided a woman's house in Alaska looking for Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Wow.
When her face didn't even match the face of the woman suspect that they were looking for. And they did that for intimidation purposes, right? But the way it's going to happen is through the mechanism I discussed in Hagman. And we can talk a little bit about that since this is a long segment. We've got a few minutes.
Okay.
What's happened is the corporate interest and the globalist interest have a mechanism now to bring the type of tyranny you just discussed into conservative states. And the way they did it was they took advantage of the fact that our Republican state House of Representatives and state senators don't read the bills, just like they don't read the bills at the national level. And so they passed two bills in Missouri that are just straight up tyrannical laws. And what they've done is they've gotten enough Republicans, because we have a supermajority of Republicans in Missouri, in our House and Senate, Missouri House and Senate. They've gotten a supermajority and done this in other states as well, to cede their power, their state power, to a central committee in Washington, D.C., and in this case specifically, we're talking about two laws that give the power to license medical professionals to a committee of unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Think about this for a minute, folks. Now, not only did they secede this power to them, they can now pull the license of any doctor, nurse, therapist, social worker, anyone that objects to the next plandemic and their next batch of lies. They can pull that person's license with no warning and no due process.
Wow.
And we don't have a single elected official representing us on this committee in Missouri. We have an appointed person appointing someone to the committee. Now here's the really scary part. Because the big barrier, the big protection of the federal government taking over has always been states' rights and states' power, the 9th and 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This has always been the stumbling block for these tyrannical clowns. Well, what they did was they got Missouri to vote a law into place that said any decision or edict by the committee has the full force of Missouri state statutes. And not only does it have the full force of a Missouri state statute, but it can also be enforced by the police officers of Missouri and the courts of Missouri. So they've now ceded power to this federal agency slash committee. It's not a federal agency, it's actually a committee, this central committee in D.C. And they can throw out regs and edicts that now, by law, in Missouri, can be enforced by the Missouri courts, the Missouri judges, the state police, the city police, and the county police of Missouri. It is the mechanism by which they will visit the type of tyranny you speak of on everyone. Because when you contradict the World Health Organization's order or the CDC's order, and the committee decides to go after you, they can do it with your local police and your local judges.
That is scary. Now, let me add this before I go, which is I live in a very communist state of Massachusetts. Now I'm going to play Joe Normal, because, Sam, I agree with every word you just said. But I'm going to play Joe Normal because I work with normal people. And here's the thing. As Joe Normal, I say I don't see people disappearing. I see people able to criticize their government, though it's getting more hush-hush. In fact, over the years of working, I've gotten my butt chewed out for saying politically incorrect stuff. But I haven't been disappeared yet. I haven't been visited by the police. I'm able to look up anything on the Internet, you know, unless it's really out of bounds, you know, really, really out there, like dark web and stuff like that. But outside of that, I can pretty much do what I want to do as long as I'm not disobeying the law. And I don't see anybody getting disappeared. This seems like crazy talk. What do you say to Joe Normal?
Well, 600 people were arrested and jailed, for protesting an unfair election. We have a First Amendment right to protest. Okay, so they were disappeared. Their lives and freedoms were taken from them. In Ferguson, we have people that were disappeared. Look at the Select Intelligence Committee's rendition list and the people that have disappeared off that list. To say what the stage that we're in right now is, it's not widespread yet, but there are thousands of people being abused by their government on a daily basis. So it started. And here's thing. It's thousands right now.
Yes.
Before the end of 2024, it will be hundreds of thousands.
Very true.
They have created is a turnkey tyranny.
Okay.
They lost the COVID battle. Doctors objected, right? Nurses objected. Yes. Microbiologists objected, right? Geneticists objected to what they did in mass by the tens of thousands. People objected, right? They tried to silence them on social media, right? The government colluded with big tech to silence the people that were speaking the truth. Well, now, under the definition of domestic terrorist, now you can be labeled a domestic terrorist for speaking the truth just because it contradicts the government's official position. It could be 100% true, and you can now be arrested and incarcerated for speaking the truth, right? This is what's going on right now, okay? And so what they've done is they've shaped the battlefield for the next pandemic, which will be here before the election, I promise you.
I believe
it. And it'll be 100 times more deadly than the COVID virus, right?
Very
because
true.
They have to scare people into compliance. All of this is coming. You tell that normal person, that normal thinking simpleton, that this is what's going to happen. I don't expect you to believe me now, but let's revisit the topic in late October of this year and see where we're at.
Sam, that is so true. And with that said, if I was Joe Normal, I would say those people that get arrested in Washington, D.C., they're a bunch of right-wing crackpots. I'm Joe Normal. I go to work. I keep to myself. And by the way, we got tons of guns. They'll keep the government off. So I could just live my life, and that's it. They're just the icks, as Jesse Kelly would say on his program. So with the icks, they're extreme. I'm not extreme. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. Just a few here and there, and we got the guns to keep them back. What do you say for that? And I'll hear your answer off air. Keep up the good work, Sam. Thanks.
Well, in 1938, it was extreme to be a Jew in Germany. How'd that work out for them? 6 million of them got in the train cars and got gassed. So you don't have to be extreme. You just have to be Jewish in this world. You don't have to be extreme. You just have to oppose the lies of your government. That's my answer to that.
Okay. Well Sam, the largest gun exhibit on the planet is about to take place. I know you're going to be there. I won't be able to make it myself. But tell me, do they, in these, I'm gonna 20 acres or so of exhibition space, do they group all the optics people together, all the ammunition people together?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's done by tradition. And I'm not going because I have some family issues I have to deal with.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
No. Yeah, I am too. I really wanted to get out there, but no, it's not done in an organized fashion like that. So if you're Winchester or Remington or any of the old guard that have been participating in the show for decades and decades, you get the prime real estate. Doesn't matter if you're optics or guns or this or that. The latecomers, they get the stuff in the back corner on the back 40 acres. So,
oh my, well, I know that, I know myself and what I would like to look at, and I can't be alone. I might go there thinking, well, I want to take a look at optics for part of the day. I want to take a look at ammunition for part of the day, as opposed to traveling miles. There's literally miles of
yes, there is. Oh, you couldn't walk the whole show in 5 days. It's too big. So you have to have a map. You have to know where you're going, and you have to crisscross around and hit the stuff. You know, you have to have a plan.
Is it, well, now the general public's no longer allowed. Does that free up the aisles where you at least you aren't all jammed up anymore?
No. It's so huge. It's hard to even fathom. There's only one trade show in the world that's bigger, and that's the Computer Technology Show, which is also in Vegas. But it's absolutely massive. It's a sight to see. It's one of the things that I love about America is that we have thousands and thousands of people involved in the arms manufacturing business.
Here's our first break. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 22nd day of January. Building with Sam Anders, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles and pistols and high-quality first-aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website, there's an excellent video teaching how to properly clean your rifles. The website is freedomtrain.net. And Sam will answer your telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, have a custom rifle built, sign up for a class, just give him a call. Sam, state of Texas, I don't know why they waited so long, but they finally shut down the border with the Texas National Guard. Federal government has issued a cease and desist letter. The governor has basically said, no, we're not going to do that. But what I find interesting is other states are sending the military people, their own National Guards, to help. That sounds like something similar to what happened in 1860, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a state's rights issue. A state has a right to control their border, but the Constitution gives the federal government authority on international borders and immigration. And so we have a natural rub because the federal government has been derelict in its responsibility under the Constitution, and so the governor, who by any measure is a globalist, he's no conservative, but because of political pressure from his constituents, has decided to deploy the National Guard. And by the way, I believe there's over 27 states now that have either sent National Guard assets to Texas to help or promised to send National Guard assets. So now we have over half the country saying this governor's doing the right thing, and we have the president of the United States on a hot mic saying he's going to come down and send F-15 fighters down there to attack our own National Guard assets controlled by our governors.
Well, specifically so to stop the cowboys.
This clown in the White House, okay, is about to bring about 10 million patriots down on his head.
Right, right. Well,
this guy has really stepped in it now.
Sam, if I was an attorney representing, say, I was the Texas Attorney General in front of a federal judge trying to defend what we're doing, I would say, Your Honor, the normal ports of entry in the state of Texas are still open for business as they've always been. All we've done is shut down the border that is not a port of entry at all. The normal ports of entry are still open for business. Wouldn't that be a good response?
I think that would be an excellent response.
But here's
the thing. You attack the American people as the president of the United States. And the other thing that I want to remind this D-bag in the White House, guess what? Texas has National Guard air assets.
Oh, yes.
It's like, hey, Bozo, the governor has fighter jets, too.
Right.
And
right.
He has helicopters with anti-aircraft missiles. And he has anti-aircraft assets. Okay, and tell me what Air Force F-15 pilot is going to go and attack another branch of the military. Find that guy for me. Because I don't believe they will. I believe they'll refuse the order and under the laws that protect an officer from following an illegal order.
I believe you're absolutely right.
Every single fighter pilot I've ever worked with, and I got to tell you, Admiral Hall was a fighter pilot. Major General Hollingsworth was a fighter pilot. He was an A-4 driver in Vietnam, flew hundreds of missions in Vietnam. Every single one was an officer or a chief warrant officer, every pilot I've ever worked with in the military, and they were the most constitutional, nationalist, honorable guys I've ever worked with in my entire life. Those guys are the least likely people to follow an illegal order on planet Earth.
Roger that. Well, I personally flew 57 combat missions over Vietnam and Cambodia as a crew member, so I worked hand-in-hand with these guys, very close proximity.
Well, what's your experience with those pilots?
Oh, you don't want to mess with them, first of all. They're smart. They're tough, and they know the Constitution, and you simply don't want to mess with them. You really don't.
I think about the COVID thing. Who was the first big professional organization, even almost before some of the medical professionals, to stand up and say, screw you guys, we're not playing your game? It was the Airline Pilots Association. Was it not the pilots of this country?
Absolutely.
You know what? Most of those guys were military pilots. I rest my case.
Absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
No food, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're interested in getting yourself up to speed on the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, my COVID panel has more than 230 links to articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying that all the COVID vaccinations are designed and meant to kill and hurt people. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. Aeroprox will help you achieve your goals of health and wellness. My home business is the energy cleaner. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The 2024 training season begins very soon. The website is freedomtraining.net. I say again, freedomtraining.net. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe have a custom rifle built. Give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, something hasn't been talked about in quite a while is the visceral hatred between the Sunnis and the Shiites. We now have Sunnis and Shiites exchanging missiles and artillery in the Middle East between Iran and Pakistan, for example. And, of course, here in the States, we have mosques that belong to Sunnis and belong to Shiites in the same town. These people hate each other in a way that's difficult for native-born Americans to understand, don't they?
Well, it's hard for me to speak on the level of someone else's hate, but generally speaking, the Sunni and the Shiites have been murdering each other for thousands of years, right? So, I mean, well over 1,000 years. So well,
over 1,000, right?
Over 1,000. But I mean, the bottom line is, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, except in this case. Here's the thing: Americans have been so indoctrinated, and I got criticized for saying this on Hagman a couple weeks ago. But you're raised now that violence doesn't solve anything. Violence doesn't solve anything. Well, here's my experience, folks. Any serious problem, really serious problem where you have a tyrant or greed or, you know, people being abused or slaughtered or crimes against humanity, the only thing that ends that evil is complete violence. Okay? When Sodom and Gomorrah did their thing, did God think to himself, violence doesn't solve anything? No, he wiped them off the face of the earth. That's what actually happened. Okay? So when Hitler and Germany ran wild and ran roughshod over how many countries in Europe and attacked Russia, right? Did we say to ourselves, violence doesn't solve the problem? No, we took our armies, our tanks, and our young men, and we sacrificed their lives, many of them, and we went in and killed the jerk. Right? Now, oh, Hitler killed himself, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. I don't care. We destroyed the guy. Right? We wiped him and most of his men off the face of the earth. And so, this is the thing. You can't defeat evil by appeasing it. The only way evil ever stops is if a good man violently stops it in its tracks. That's why people conceal carry. Because when you're attacked by a criminal and they want to take your life, the only thing that's going to stop them is brute force. And if that brute force is a 9mm or a 45 to their head or their heart, so be it. You know, and so I'm sick and tired of this liberal thing that we teach our kids, you know. And I want to tell you this story. I was a little kid in third grade in Chesterfield Elementary School in Chesterfield, Missouri, where my daughter went to school. I get a phone call one day. Your daughter's very upset. She had a problem with some kids in the lunchroom. You need to come down to school. We need to talk. So I get to school and I find out that this little boy had taken a pencil because he was angry at three kids that sat at a table he wanted to sit at, and he stabbed all three kids in the neck with a pencil.
Damn.
Including my daughter.
Ooh.
I walk in the principal's office and my daughter's crying and the office worker's there. Oh, Mr. Andrews, your daughter was stabbed by a child in the neck with a pencil. We think she's okay. She's not bleeding anymore. Blah, blah, blah. She's obviously upset. And I got down on my knees and I looked my daughter in the eye and I said, are you okay, honey? And she tried to dry her tears, and she shook her head. Yes, she couldn't really answer. She was still blubbering a little bit. And I said, let me see your neck. And I saw the hole in her neck. And I said, honey, did you fight back when this kid stabbed you? Did you punch him or kick him to get him off of you? And at that point, the vice principal had walked in the room and was listening to me speak to my daughter as a father.
Right.
And the vice principal says to me, oh, well, your daughter would be suspended or expelled if she fought back. And I said, you would suspend a young girl for defending themselves against attack from an edged weapon of a young boy. You would suspend the girl for defending herself. She said, well, of course, that's school policy. And I said, well, that's why God made lawyers. And I looked at my daughter and I said, doesn't matter who it is, anyone who attacks you, you fight back until the attacker stops. And when I said, that's why God made lawyers, the principal was walking down the hall and she starts to jog down the hall. And she comes into the office and she says, Mr. Andrews, would you mind coming in my office? Can we sit down and talk for a moment, please? You know, and see, this is the problem with academics. This is the problem with people in general, is they're not smart enough to understand the difference between a primary aggressor and an innocent victim. And it can't be more clear than a little third grader sitting down with her lunch tray to eat lunch and being attacked by a boy with a pencil and stabbed in the neck. Right next to her carotid artery, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, it's like I'm sitting here talking to these idiots, the vice principal and the principal, and I'm sitting here wondering, when are we going to hire adults to run our public schools? And this is the problem. It's pervasive throughout the United States. We have tried to convince through our educational institutions, public, not private, certainly not homeschoolers. A homeschooling dad would be like, a boy attacks you, you kill that SOB. I don't care. Don't let him attack you. Right? That's your homeschooling dad in America, right?
Right. Right.
And the girl with the PhD. Right? Violence doesn't solve anything. You should not hit back if you're being attacked. We're training people to be victims. We're training women to be victims. With all the alcoholic men, all the abusive men, all the marriages that are broken up, all the kids that suffer from the alcohol and the abuse, and we're training our women not to stand up for themselves? Tell me I'm in a bad dream and this isn't real. No, it's real. It's America.
Well, that attack could easily have resulted in serious disable or death of your daughter, easily. And your daughter would, under Missouri statutes, be authorized to use deadly force to defend her innocent life. That is Missouri statute, by the way.
Yeah, that hole in her neck was less than a quarter inch from her carotid artery.
Which easily could have resulted in her death or serious injury.
She would have bled out before those idiots in that school could have done anything to help her, and long before an ambulance would have got there.
Absolutely.
But here, it's not really about my daughter. It's really about the mindset that says when someone visits violence on innocent people, they don't have the right to resist. They don't have the right to fight back. That is stupidity beyond all measure.
It is, absolutely.
That is not correct. And I tell you this. Go read the Old Testament. There is a long, thousands and thousand year history in the Old Testament of, guess what? Evil being destroyed and the good parts of God's creation living and flourishing.
Absolutely.
You know, I just have a sneaking suspicion after reading this little book called the Bible that God wants the good part of his creation to live and to thrive and to love him and to love each other and wants the evil, violent portions to go away. Now, did Joshua use violence? Did David use violence against Goliath? I think he did. I think a rock to the head causing your death would qualify as violence.
Absolutely.
Yep. By the way, David's the first official sniper in Scripture. He's the first guy to take a successful headshot that we know of with a ballistic object. Right?
Okay.
So I have great respect for David in that regard, right? You know, no, just a little humor. But the bottom line is God expects men to protect their own. God expects good people to stand up for what is right and what is the truth. And anyone who tells you different doesn't work for God, they work for Satan. Very simple to understand that. You stand for the truth, you stand for what's right, you protect your own, including yourself. You are a child of God as well. Your life is just as valuable as anyone else's. And if you're a woman in an abusive situation, you stand up for yourself. That doesn't mean be a primary aggressor. But if you're attacked, you fight back until you can break contact and get out of that situation. Do not be a victim. Do not be a willing victim ever. And that is God's way. Anyone who wants to debate that with me, feel free to call in.
Absolutely. Well, your daughter went on to join the Marine Corps, didn't she?
She did. She went on to join the Marine Corps. I believe she had a combat engineering MOS. And I think she was so cute that some general picked her as an aide. But, bottom line is I've had two children serve our country. And like any parent, proud of their service. And, my son, my oldest son, when he was 17 years old, I thought he was going to spend the rest of his life in jail. He was always getting in trouble. And he went into the Army, and it changed his life. He got out of the Army service after 10 years of service, and then joined the Naval Reserves, became an intel officer in the Navy, and worked with electronics and computer and ELINT gathering, that sort of thing. And he wound up marrying a doctor. He now has a son named Cameron, who's an amazing little boy, and I am a grandfather.
All right.
Very proud grandfather. And he wound up marrying a gal who graduated first in her class at Vanderbilt's medical school. And so life is good for him. And the military changed him from being a very undisciplined, not buttoned up sort of kid to being a very together man who was careful and thoughtful about his decisions in his life. And I'm very proud of that boy.
Well, that was a great outcome. We're glad to hear that. Okay, let's move into the area of firearms and optics and ammunition and so forth. The area of optics, of course, changes dramatically very quickly because it involves electronics. Anything new on the optics end of the spectrum that people need to know about, sir?
Well, you know, I haven't got any feedback from the SHOT Show, John. I hope to have some real feedback here in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, it's on the optics side. I've got friends roaming around the SHOT Show as we speak. They're out in Vegas. And I think that we're going to see some new stuff in the thermal world. I do believe that here this year. I think IRAE is pushing the edge of the envelope because they had a bunch of sales on their technology that was already leading edge.
They sold the technology itself, not product?
Didn't sell the technology. Their high-end products that had their leading-edge technology in it, they put a number of those things on sale at the end of last year.
Gotcha.
And so I'm thinking that there's going to be some new stuff out. I guess the product, there's two products that I really, really like right now. One is the IRAE Micro, which I actually have one in stock right now. Okay. And the other is this site, this hybrid that you can collimate in front of a sniper weapon system. It's called the Ricoh Hybrid 640. And this site does a number of things really, really well. Now, it's $7,000. It's $1,000 more than the Micro. But if you're talking about something to go on an M4, an AR-15, you know, something that's short-barreled and has a range, you know, that's effectively limited to 700 yards and closer, the IRA Micro, what they call the RH-25, would be my first choice.
All right.
The hybrid for the
sniper. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Ah! Right! Face! Port! Hard! Pull them left!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Sam Anders, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And Sam, we got the instructors meeting coming up soon, and we're going to have a full list of classes probably in a few weeks, a month or so. listed at the website, won't we, sir?
Yeah, I'll have the first four classes up on the website here this week. But let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
If you're interested in signing up for training at the Freedom Center, you have to go through the basic tactical rifle course first. It's a four-day class. The very first one of the year will be April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of April. 4, 5, 6, 7 in April. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 2 days of handgun training and 2 days of rifle training, preferably with an AR-15. If you're interested in signing up for that class, give me a call. Now, the very next week, on Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, and Sunday the 14th, we're going to have the Enhanced Urban Vehicle Tactical Class. You have to have the first class as a prerequisite. And I have a couple of people already that have signed up for the first class and are planning on being here for the first and second class. That is a great thing to do. If you could manage that in your schedule in April, to show up for the basic tactical class and then a week later take the Enhanced Urban Vehicle class, you'll be really sharp, really current for that second class, and you will perform really well, and you'll retain things. We used to train people 2 days of handgun on the weekend, and then a couple months later, 2 days of rifle on the weekend. When they came for the rifle class, we figured out very quickly that they weren't retaining a lot of the information they'd learned in the pistol class. Muzzle control, finger-to-frame discipline, that sort of thing. And so we combine them into four straight days of training. And when you immerse yourself for 4 days, for some reason, the human brain tends to retain this information. And that's a great thing. That's our goal. So if you get in that first class and you get in the second class, in the third week of April, that will be the 18th, we're going to have a Stop the Bleed class. And then we're going to have a three-day combat medic course, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st.
All right. Well, I hope people will check this out and sign up for these classes. World-class training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. And the level of instruction is truly world-class, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, it absolutely is. There's no place in the world you can go and learn this much, this quickly, and have the quality of the information be so high. Our instructors are amazing, and they work with all kinds of people. Now, these classes are designed to prepare you for what's coming. I would highly recommend that if you've never had this level of training with firearms, even if you think you're a firearms expert or know a lot, that you humble yourself and get in these classes.
We have a top down break. When we get back, we'll get the firearms tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Roger that.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shiro Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shiro Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.